Salutations, dear viewers. This is George from Ireland, and in this video, I'm going to be asking about whether animals ought to be banned from performing in circuses. Well, it's not that the choice has been taken away from the animals so much, because in Wales, the Welsh Assembly is about to pass a law prohibiting people from having beasts perform in circuses. Republic of Ireland, where I'm from, already did that a few years ago. I believe North Britain has done so. So why is this being done? Many people say that it is cruel to animals. Is it? I'm not sure. Well, let's say tigers. I think they have tigers jump through hoops of flame, even though tigers are supposedly frightened of fire. But if they're really scared of it, would they do that? They're not scared of much, I don't think so. I mean, every sentient creature is a little bit scared of fire because it can hurt us. We can still come close to it. We can overcome this fear. I'm not sure. I haven't asked the tiger. But I think animal psychologists can possibly figure it out. Jumping isn't unnatural for these animals. Doing things that are unnatural isn't always wrong. Humans do things which are unnatural for us. I just can't think what it would be. We would use our ingenuity to build a plane. I suppose that's unnatural. What else would we do? Smoking, maybe, even though smoking is a plant or something. Choosing not to have so many children despite intercourse. Well, the animals don't have the technology and the know-how to choose to go against nature somehow, but animals can be trained to take part in unusual behavior for human entertainment. Now, I don't regard that as cruel. So what would cruelty be? It would be an excessive use of force against them. Sometimes the use of force of against animals to train them, I think, is permissible. How we train dogs sometimes or break horses or things like that. How much is too much? Well, it's a vexed question. I can't come up with an immediate answer. I'm skeptical about the whole concept of animal rights, because as we know, rights go with responsibilities, and animals have no responsibilities. There's no minimum standard of behavior for them. We consider it permissible to kill animals, unless you're a meat-is-murder sort of person. So why shouldn't it be acceptable to do anything else? Now, gratuitous suffering caused to the animal, well, I would be against that. I do accept that there should be experimentation on animals. We should use them to develop medicines or to test things to see whether they are safe for human use or not. I'd far rather a lot of animals suffered than a single human did. And that's what it comes down through. I suppose anthropomorphism, attributing human characteristics to animals and therefore rights. Now, with humans, we do have responsibilities. We have minimum standards of behavior. And if people breach that minimum standard, then criminal sanctions can follow. This person can be deprived of his or her liberty. That person has fewer rights. They go to prison. Now, even then, people have some rights. And even those convicted of murder have certain rights. And most countries have abolished the death penalty. So therefore, the right to life applies even to a murderer in most sovereign states. And even when somebody is to be lawfully executed, well, that's permitted. They usually try and do it in a not particularly cruel way, one of the less painful ways. We used to have most barbarous methods of killing people in the past. But so I'm saying that because it brings me on to the philosophical point that even if one doesn't have responsibilities or one breaches one's responsibilities, one still maintains rights. And I suppose that's what the animal rights people could advance. Having said all this, I do not want a species of animals to go extinct. I think we should take action, even when that disadvantages humans, to prevent species from being wiped out, as has happened in the recent past. Well, dodos, not that recent. And many more species would be wiped off the face of the planet had we not taken precipitate action to save them. So I'm very glad they're being preserved. So this new legislation in Cymru is saying that animals de ferae naturae must not be obliged to perform in circuses. Well, they can't exactly choose. They're not as conscious as we are. But so animals which are commonly domesticated in the British Islands can be forced to take part, which are dogs and so forth. And I'm not sure quite how they draw the distinction between the ones which are commonly domesticated and those which are wild. Because commonly, how common is common enough? As I say, even a wild beast such as lions or elephants can be domesticated, but it's not frequently done in the British Isles. Anyway, so we have animals to give pleasure to us for our convenience. We eat them, for instance. It is quite possible for the whole world to go vegetarian or even vegan. Now, I'd be against that. I don't think that's a very healthy diet. I'm not a nutritionist. So, but accepting that we are allowed to eat them, use their skin as leather and all the rest of it, why should we not be able to use them for our entertainment? I know that's not as vital, but it brings happiness to humankind and it's good for the economy. So I say we should do it. You might say, well, no, that's putting people out of jobs. if we didn't have these beasts performing in circuses, then we'd have more gymnasts, clowns, acrobats, and so forth. So perhaps I'm wrong. Maybe it's actually detrimental to the economy. But anyway, circuses might go out of business. It might increase unemployment if we're not allowed to have animals performing. And I've seen animals perform in other countries, and I think that's fantastic. Now, I must confess to having some empathy for dogs, as I virtually am a canine, and certain species of monkeys or apes, chimpanzees, for example, the highly intelligent ones. I care more for a kindly dog than a wicked human. If I had to choose between saving one or the other, I would definitely choose the hound in that case. So dogs are my friends, especially good ones. And incidentally, I'm quite serious about that. There's definitely evil in the world, and they're definitely very wicked people, and often they're not punished half enough. So I do care about the suffering of dogs. Well, I will admit sometimes we might need to use them in animal experimentation. So dogs and monkeys, perhaps we should make an exception for them because they're more intelligent and they can clearly feel emotions and express them to us. So there I am, perhaps engaging in a little bit of anthropomorphism myself. Some animals I have no sympathy for and I don't really care about their suffering. Incidentally, I derive no pleasure from them suffering. I'm just indifferent to it. If we're not to have these animals in circuses, I suppose circus attendances would drop. There are very few animals performing in circuses in the British Isles as it is. We used to have elephants, lions, tigers and all sorts, not so much now. So we're still looking after them, we're feeding them, we're providing them with veterinary care, which then we wouldn't necessarily do otherwise. Well, we've got to think about what's the worst case scenario for a species, and that's being annihilated. And some of them are still in quite some danger of going extinct. Bengal tigers, Sumatran tigers, all the rest of it. So what can we do to prevent this? And we've got this anti-poaching legislation, which is a good thing. It segues into a different issue. You know, ivory, should the ivory trade be outlawed? Others say, no, the opposite. We'll just saw off the tusks and just sell them. And then the bottom will drop out of the market for ivory. There'll be no longer be a financial incentive to kill elephants. The tusks are gone anyway. But people might want other things like the elephant's foot or whatever, elephant skin or elephant meat we use for traditional Chinese medicine, or likewise parts of tigers, the teeth, the claws, the skulls are also traded, not just the hide. You can't get the hide without killing the animal. We could have breeding programs in zoos so we have thousands and thousands of them, and these could be harvested, as in killed, and the parts sold. But one of my ideas is to say, well, we've got to change the rules about animal export and welfare. And China, especially as an increasingly prosperous country, is the main market for all these strange parts of dead animals. So what I would say is, all right, let's encourage the Chinese oligarchs to buy these creatures and have them in their menageries. In private zoos, some will have a giraffe, some African elephants, and tigers and whatever else it is, and these charismatic megafauna will therefore be protected, will make it a status symbol. And therefore lots of people will have these animals and there won't be any danger of them being wiped out. These people will breed them there, sell them on, make it a business, make it more of a financial incentive to keep animals alive than to kill them, and that way we can save them. So going back to the original issue, I'm against this ban on animals performing in circuses because it's a killjoy thing, because it's anthropomorphism yet again, because it might be damaging to the economy. And I suppose it's erosion of civil liberty. If I wish to pay to see these animals, I ought to be permitted to do so. The animals don't vote, they don't pay tax, they don't contribute to society in that kind of way. So it's preposterous to say that we not be allowed to watch them, or those who wish to perform with them not be permitted to do so. Should people really be sent to prison for doing something which doesn't harm a human being at all? Do the police not have higher priorities and not greater dangers, especially in these times where the police are run ragged and the crime is out of control because of cuts to the police? And there's another issue. What's next? It's the thin end of the wedge argument. Are we going to ban domestic pets altogether? And there are some animal rights extremists who are agitating for that. So let's stop now, before all our freedom in relation to animals is taken away.